Well, the stock market notched records yesterday thanks to that blockbuster deal between two of the largest players in the artificial intelligence area. Let's find out what's going on with your money. Paul Nolte is the senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. Technology continues to lead the market higher. How much longer do you think?
If I knew that, I wouldn't necessarily be here every Tuesday. We've thought that it's expensive, has been expensive, and that AI has been centered around a very few companies kind of trading among themselves. It's going to be interesting to see how they monetize this. They've spent a huge amount of money in the data centers, et cetera, and it'll be interesting to see when they start seeing revenue that comes from it. And right now, there hasn't been a ton that has come that way. So the dynamic with the technology sector is it used to be very capital light. All their people used to go in the elevator. All their capital would go down the elevator. Now with the data centers, they have things that they have to take care of and borrow money to build. So it's a different financial structure for them.
NVIDIA investing, what is it, $100 billion?
Yikes. Yeah, I mean, it's just the numbers are astronomical. Meta, Amazon, NVIDIA, all of them. But again, it's a small group. It's a half a dozen companies.
Let's talk about the Fed. Sounds like there is, they're not exactly in unison on what they want to do, huh?
No, they're not. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, historically, we've seen the Fed pretty much go in lockstep. Everybody voted the same way. Everybody said yes. And when you look at the dot plots, they're all over the place. So when you look at the economy growing at about 2.5%, employment is weakening. It, in our opinion, at least, is not weak. And we still have inflation at 3%. It's really hard to justify more rate cuts. And certainly this one was done as a preventative measure. So maybe a little bit of acetaminophen for the economy.
Retail sales numbers still good, huh?
Still good. You do not stand between a consumer and a cash register. And so that to me is really the definition of how is the consumer doing, how is the general economy going, because the consumer really drives two-thirds or three-quarters of the economy. So as long as the consumer is good, and that again feeds into that jobs figure, jobs have to be decent in order for the consumer to continue to spend.
That number is not out till next month, right?
The unemployment will be next Friday. Yeah, so that'll be the next most important data point, other than anyone that may show up today.
I haven't heard much about tariffs lately. What's going on with that?
We have a lot of other things to be looking at.
Apparently.
Tariffs, well, that's the thing, is it goes from the front page to the second page to the back page rather quickly. And they continue to change. So, tariffs on, tariffs off, but there have not been too much in the way of changes to tariffs. We're now sitting at about a 19.5% average tariff. We came into the year at around 3%. And so we still are waiting for some of those figures to work their way through both the economy and the inflation numbers.
What does it mean that the commodity prices have been unchanged for quite a while now?
Yeah, it is interesting because, commodity prices are really the input to everything. So when you see commodity prices start to jump, it's going to be input prices for everything. So lumber is down significantly. Oil prices have been relatively unchanged. You've noticed it at the gas pump. We haven't seen the usual bump in energy prices that we usually get. So all of that does feed into overall prices for goods, especially, and those have been relatively stable.
I want to ask you about a couple of things that I've either heard or read lately.
Not in the Wall Street Journal.
everywhere, other sources, many sources about investing. I heard somebody say most of the S&P stocks are not really good investments. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well,
why would somebody advise in that direction?
Well, when you take a look at the S&P 500, it has been dominated by those top tech names. The top 10 to 15 stocks within the S&P 500 have driven a lot of the profitability, have driven a lot of the returns. So if you take a look at the average weight of the S&P 500, so you equalize as opposed to capital weight, there's a big difference in performance. You look at a lot of the companies that are down the line. So it can Grandview, a Campbell Soup, those types of companies, their earnings aren't growing nearly as fast as what you're seeing from an Oracle, NVIDIA, Microsoft. And so that's part of the reason why they're saying, you know, the rest of the market isn't doing so hot. It is all about tech. We heard this discussion 1998, 1999, 2000. It has a similar ring to it. Whether it ends the same way, yet to be determined.
I also heard some analysts talking about mutual funds and saying, well, the fees are too high.
It's always been the knock on mutual funds and why the industry as a whole has moved to ETFs. You get the ability to trade at any time of the day. The fee structure is a lot lower, and then the tax structure is also very different. So you don't get capital gains like you do with mutual funds at the end of the year and really mess up your tax return. So you now see a ton more money in ETFs than you do mutual funds, and some mutual funds changing over to ETFs.
And with that, we'll close up the Paul Nolte, Murphy & Silvestre Data Center for this week.
Opening again next Tuesday.
Thank you. Have a good one.